Okay, I'm talking to Brian Cox here in Dundee. So, Brian, is there a particular reason why perhaps so many people from the arts community and the arts sector are supporting a yes vote? There seems to be a sizable number.
Well, I think that the arts are ruled by their soul and their spirit. And I think the thing that they do is they reflect what's going on in a society at its deepest level. And at its deepest level, you can see there's clearly a sense of disenfranchisement that has been going on for far too long, particularly here in Scotland. And it's a kind of historic thing, because it's something that's really been with the Celts for a very long time, you know, the way they've been moved around, and finally they come to a land where they're welcomed and they become part of a community, and that community has not quite gotten its name on it. It's been taken away in some way. And I think the failure over the last, so many years, to a real proper representation by the Westminster Parliament, it's just finally people are fed up. They're absolutely fed up, and they're just saying it's time to move on. It's time to come home and be ourselves.
And your desire for a separate Scottish state, is it motivated by the heart, perhaps more so than economic reasons?
The economic reasons speak for themselves, because there are far too many falling through the various economic loopholes. You know, I mean, this is a David and Goliath situation. You know, it really is. And the Goliath is clearly all around us. We've seen it in the past. We've seen it with the failure of the financial institutions. You know, and the failure of the fact that not one person went to jail over what happened in 2008. And the fact that people, the little guy and the little girl, are the ones who have become the victims of all that. They're the ones who have to pay the bills for something that they didn't do. It was that they're not responsible for. So finally, there's people are saying, well, I think it's time that we reviewed the situation. And this is a big review, if you like. And it's the David saying to the big Goliaths, bugger off, you've had enough.
And finally, at this stage, I mean, there's been a lot of polls showing quite a lot of wavering to some extent. Are you optimistic or are a bit less or more pessimistic at this stage about
September 18th?
I'm
optimistic 18th? Because I think that we find, well, for example, in Dundee alone, and this is something that isn't, you know, there are people who the polls will not touch. Because they haven't got internet, they haven't got phones, they don't do it. And that's the sort of underclass and the working class, a lot of the working class. So, for example, in Dundee alone, you have, in the last 2.5 weeks, 7,000 people have gone onto the social register. That's pretty massive. And that is something that people are not quite aware of. You know. In fact, 7,000 people have gone on to the social register who have been off the social register since the time of Thatcher's poll tax. And that speaks volumes for the for the representation of the underclass and working class that are finally saying, what about me? I'm just ignored in all this.
Would you be confident, though, maybe an Alex Salmond-led Scottish government would be a left-of-centre government, though,
I think it will be this. It will be what the people decide it's going to be. I mean, it's a new paradigm, you know. And this is what people forget. It's not about Alex Salmond. It's not about any of. It's about something which is entirely new. You know, it starts again. There'll be a new Labour Party. There'll even be a new SNP. There'll certainly be even a new Tory Party. There'll be a new Liberal Party. It'll all be
potentially splits within those parties.
Yeah, then. I think so. I think there'll be realignments. The whole thing will realign into a really cohesive kind of proper political society.